Good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, guess what? I know it's Sunday. I know it's not a school day. But we're going to have a little bit of a quiz this morning, okay? Is that all right? It's going to be a real easy quiz. There's going to be, well, just true and false questions. Does everybody know what the word false means?
Yes.
What does false mean? What does false mean? Not real or not true, right? So these are things that are going to be either true or not true, or false is the way we call that. So, okay, here's the rule. None of us can go back and sit back in our seats until we at least have one thing that we can all agree is true for all of us, right? We have to have at least one question that's true in order for us to go back to our seats, okay? So here's the first one. True or false? I am always happy to share with my friends.
True.
True or false? A lot of you are saying true, and I really appreciate that, but I think if we're being honest, we don't always love to share with our friends, right? There's at least some of us who don't. Yep, so we're going to have to put a little mark here for false. Okay, number two. I always keep my room clean.
False.
Well, at least you're honest. That's good. Number three, I never, ever get mad or yell at my brothers or sisters or friends. That's good, Riker. So, man, we're going to be here a while, it looks like. We can't find any that are true, huh? Let's see. I always listen to mom and dad. Yikes. I always eat everything on my plate, even the vegetables. It's true for some of you, huh? But it has to be true for everybody. Is it true for everybody? No, not for everybody here. So we're going to have to say false again. All right, one more. Ready? Jesus always loves me.
Yes!
All right, we got one. Hey, now watch what happens. Because that's true for all of us, because Jesus always loves us, guess what that means to all those other things? I got an eraser over here. So all those times when we get angry or the times we don't listen to mom and dad, all those bad things that happen, things that we do that we shouldn't do, all those sins, that's the word for it, sins, because Jesus always loves us, because Jesus proved his love by dying on the cross and taking away our sins, all of those things over here get erased. This is the most important truth that the world has ever heard, that Jesus loves us. Now, today is a special day, and it's a big word that starts with an R. Anybody remember what I said before? Reformation Day. Reformation Day is a day when we celebrate the fact that this truth, that Jesus loves us, can be proclaimed in our churches Sunday after Sunday, and not just here, but in churches all over the world. And that's really great. But there was a time about 500 years ago when people didn't all believe this, that Jesus always loves us. There was a time a long time ago when people thought that Jesus only loved you when you did good things. That Jesus only loved you when you got everything right and did everything perfect and were always nice and ate all of your vegetables. There was a time when that was being taught. But even though we do mess up, we do sin every once in a while, every single day, Jesus still loves us, and he's always going to love us. And so we thank God that that message, the good news, the gospel, gets to be proclaimed in our churches. Jesus tells us in our gospel reading today that if we know the truth will set us free. And the truth has set us free from our sin. So let's give thanks to God for that. Let's say a prayer. I'd like you guys to bow your heads. Toby, can you bow your head and fold your hands? We're going to pray. Zoe, can you sit up, please? Gracie, can you help, please? Thanks. All right, let's say a prayer. Repeat after me. Dear God, we thank you for the truth that Jesus always loves us. Help us to share that truth with the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.